No, it's not this Friday. No, I got it. We moved it up. It was, I got it on the 10th. I messed up then. I did. I messed up. The 10th. Yep, ladies night out. The 10th. Okay, I need to tell her. I need to tell everybody then. Bible quizzing. You're right. Thank you. Yeah, it's when it's due. Okay, if you look in your bulletin, I will send out a correction tomorrow. Ladies' Night Out is not till the 17th because she is involved in Bible quizzing, and it's their last tournament. So y'all be praying for our Bible quizzers. Okay, since this is, we're going to go ahead and start. Those that are late, you know, we've done this now for 3 years, 10 o'clock. So any questions, make sure I'll send out the correction tomorrow. If you're not getting my email, please see me after service. Okay, if you're not getting my email for the correction for Ladies Night Out is the 17th and 9th, the 10th. It's going to be a barbecue theme. You bring things to go with side items. She's doing the hot dogs and hamburgers and buns and such, but we bring the side items like potato salad, deviled eggs, you know, baked beans. Ben, it's good to see you. Anything to do with hamburgers and hot dogs, chips, something simple, sweet tea. Couple of ants and we're good to go. All right, today's special speaker today is Sister Mary Keith. So I'm gonna go ahead and bring her up. Let's stand, please, and let's pray for today's service and for Sister Mary Keith. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for all that you've done for us this week. Thank you for Rock. What an awesome time we had with the young people. Two received the Holy Ghost and one was baptized that night. So we give you all the praise for that. And Lord, I ask that you anoint Sister Mary Keith today in a mighty way. Let our eyes be open, our hearts be open, and our minds be willing to change, Lord. And anything that we have to do to hear the word of God for you in Jesus' name, amen, and to apply it to our lives. Sister Mary Keith, Ben, we've already been dismissed for class, love. Thank you.
The Lord, ladies. God bless you. It's so good to see you this morning. Is there any way that we can stand and sing a song? And the song is Bind Us Together. The Lord is here to bind us together this morning. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. And bind us together. Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, the Lord is getting ready to bind us together. If I could title this message this morning, it would be Choose to Let God Change Our Garments. Ladies, the Lord has come here this morning to deliver us and set us free, so we in turn, with love and compassion, can use our testimonies for such a time as this. The Lord is coming very soon, and we must allow the Lord, choose to allow the Lord to set us free of the pain of our own lives before we can go out into the world and to reach the lost. And Sister Dawn, if you could put up Acts chapter 1 and 8. And it is, let's see, I'll turn around and read it. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. This is what God has given us the Holy Ghost for, is to go out and make disciples. And if we are not using the power that God has given us, there's something wrong. And I'm going to throw some things out there this morning where we can check our hearts and see if there's anything that is stopping us in our own lives and has us stuck and frozen. So because we can't go out and help others if we need to help ourselves first. So Jesus Christ has come here this morning to help us examine ourselves so we can have, if there's rubbish in the well, when there's a well is supposed to be flowing with living water. And if people come along and throw rubbish in our wells, it could be something from the past. It could be the situation that we're living in now. It could be something that happened when we were a child. But the Lord wants to come today to help get the rubbish out of our well so we can spring up and be the living water that He has called us to be, so we can go out and have the power of God flowing through us in order to go out and to help others. Because we are here right now for such a time as this, and the Lord is closing the chapter on the Word, on the Bible. He's closing everything. Everything's coming to a close now. We're at the end of the end, and what we want to do, us that have the power of the Holy Ghost, what we want to do is to go out and get as many souls that we can possibly get, because we do not want anybody to be lost. What we're going to do, if Don could put up Isaiah 64. 61, please. If she could put up 61, I would really, really appreciate it. All right. Okay. Here we go. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Make it personal, ladies. I want you to point to yourself and say, the Spirit of God is upon me. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all those that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn, that is us also, in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. And they shall, and we can put we in there, build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. And for your shame you shall have double, and for your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be upon them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offsprings among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. And this is what I want to focus on for a minute, is get it into our spirit. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He hath covered me with robes of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and a bride adorn herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. I'm going to read some definition of things in our life that keep us bound. And I want each and every one of us to check our hearts and to see if there's possibly any of these things. And they were mentioned in Isaiah 61. And this is what the Lord wants to deliver us from, so we can in turn go and help this lost and dying world. Okay, the definition for brokenhearted is overwhelmed by grief or disappointment. The word captive is a prisoner. Do we feel like a prisoner in our own mind? A person who is enslaved or dominated, a slave. He is captive of his own fears. And to bind means to tear, to tie, or fasten something tightly. Do we feel bound today, ladies? To mourn, do we feel like we're mourning? To feel or express sorrow or grief over a misfortune, a loss, or anything regretted. In desolation, a state of complete emptiness or destruction. Misery, sadness, unhappiness, despondency, sorrow, depression, grief, or woe. And the last thing is shame. God created a healthy sense of shame for a specific reason, to tell us that something is wrong. It is a signal that we need to correct our behavior. Other words for healthy shame are conviction or guilt. It is an automatic response that a human feels to feel guilty or wrongdoing. This type of shame was created to lead us to God in order to experience cleansing and forgiveness, and to release us from the guilt of our own sin. Now, toxic shame. Unlike healthy shame, and this is what we do not want, is toxic shame. Unlike healthy shame, toxic, unhealthy shame tells us that we are bad and never can be forgiven. Toxic shame often involves feeling shame and guilt for things that are not really our fault, like being abused. With toxic shame, Satan distorts God's gift of healthy shame so that we believe that we can do nothing to get rid of it. He convinces us that we are worthless and we always will be. The result is that we are left with no hope for change. Unhealthy shame pushes us away from God, others, and even ourselves, which is exactly what Satan desires. The Lord has come here today to help each and every one of us to dig into our hearts. He does not want us to be bound. He says in his word that we are to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. And if we are holding on to any of these things that I just named in here and that are in here and that are in the world that the good Lord wants us to get rid of, so we can go out and help those that are bound by the exact same thing, we can use our testimony when he sets us free and he gets that well springing up inside of us. We are going to go out and we are going to get this lost and dying world, and we are going to pray before this day is over that God is going to help us to go out and to be the witnesses that he has given his spirit to us to go do. Okay, if Don could put up 1 Peter 5:8, I would appreciate it. The Bible says to be sober and to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We want to make sure that the enemy is not using our mind, our own mind, against us and devouring us, and so we can't go out and do what he has called us to do. Isaiah 64:6 says, but we are all as unclean things, and all our righteousness is as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, and we all fade as a leaf, and we are like the wind that has taken us away. The Lord is, we all know that we can't do anything. The Lord, our righteousness is as filthy rags. So there's nothing that we can do to earn his righteousness. And we are going to, the Lord wants us this morning to take off our filthy rags. And we, if you can picture yourselves through your life, you know what you have gone through in your life. And we put on rags of shame. We put on rags of the list that I have right here. We put on rags of a broken heart. We become a captive. We end up becoming bound. We put on shame. We put on all these things, and it's just filthy rags. And we know that. And we know that it is in his righteousness that we cannot, that we're going to make it to heaven. But let's think about it. Ask yourselves the questions while you're sitting there. Am I still wearing my filthy rags? We receive the Holy Ghost, and the Word tells us that we are saved because of his righteousness. But are we still wearing things of filthy rags that because of shame, because of things that someone has done to us, because of grief, because of loss? Are we still bound in any way whatsoever? And the Lord wants us to, this morning, I know what I want to do is read Galatians 5, I think it is. Whoops. Galatians 5:16. Okay. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are these. I didn't want to go there. I just wanted to stop right there. I just want us to make a conscious choice today. It's not that I want us to. This is what the Spirit of the Lord has given me today to share with you ladies. He wants us to make a conscious choice to take off those rags, filthy rags, because we are the only ones that know in our heart if we are still carrying stuff from our past. He wants us to put on the robe of righteousness, and this is what he's going to do. And Isaiah 61:10, if you could put that back up there again. This is what he wants to do today. I will greatly I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul, in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. That is what Jesus wants to do, is us to make a conscious choice to take off our filthy rags, any filthy thinking that we have still in our mind that is coming from the enemy. That is his job. The enemy's job is to torment our mind and to constantly wear away at us, tear down. It starts when we're children. If things that are told to us when we are children that are lies from the enemy, we did not choose who we were born to. We did not choose the life that we had to grow up as children. And we all have to get to the point where we ask ourselves, okay, our parents were human. Our parents didn't do everything right. We don't do everything right. And we have to ask ourselves what we were taught from our parents that were coming straight from the enemy, actually. And I was raised with a mother that was battled depression. She was an orphan. And she grew up, she was dropped off at the orphanage at 4.5 years old. She remembered her mother. And she was dropped off at the orphanage at 4.5 years old due to a lightning strike that happened to her mother. Actually, her mother battled with depression also, and her mind wasn't really healthy. And so when she got struck by lightning, it messed up her mind, and she had to go into it was Chattahoochee, the insane institution. Because that's where they put women back then. That's where they put everybody in the insane institution. Now everybody goes on Prozac or whatever. And they have support groups and everything else. But back then, they didn't have that. And so she went into the insane institution in Chattahoochee. And when the lightning struck her mind, in her mind, her baby was 4.5 years old. So, because my mother tried to go back to see her later on in life when she was 16 years old, and she kept saying, no, my baby, you know, you're not my baby. My baby's this big. So my mother suffered the spirit of rejection her whole life, and she battled depression because of the rejection, because she never ever. She died out of this world really feeling like she was loved, because she was rejected and she was raised by matrons that were abusive themselves. So my mom, in a sense, was abused as she was growing up. That is, you know, when you feel rejection, when you feel all of these negative emotions throughout your life. And praise God, she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and was baptized in the name of Jesus, her and my father. And that's when she had 7 children. I'm 3rd from the youngest. Debbie is the youngest. And she did the best that she could. And that's what we all do, is we do the best that we can. But our best sometimes is not the best, because we pick up learned behavior and the cycle continues. We pass it down to our children. But we all have to take time to see. I've had the Holy Ghost over 30 years. And I still have to take time to check my mind, to check my spirit, because all my old thinking that I learned from my mom, because that's passed down, that's called learned behavior. So the thinking that I picked up as a child, and plus, you know, situations in my life from that I took into up till now, every day we have to check ourselves and say, are we depressed? Why do we feel rejection? Why do we feel all these negative emotions? So what Jesus wants us to do is to get it from our head to our heart today, to make a conscious choice, to say, wait a minute, I am taking these rags, these filthy rags off of me, this garbage that I have picked up through my life, and that is just dirty, it's just filthy, and I'm taking it off, even though I thought I did when I received the Holy Ghost, but we just struggle. We have the Holy Ghost, but if we don't get rid of this thinking and these filthy rags and do what the Word of God says to do, which is He is telling us this is what He has to offer. He wants to clothe us with garments of salvation. He covered me with robes of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Let's realize from today forward that we are decked with robes of righteousness. We have got to every single day say, I am not going to listen to the lies of the enemy from today forward, and fight against it. Fight, ladies. We got to fight to get rid of all the negative thinking. We've got to fight to get rid of all the rags from the past and realize, I want you to get it. Jesus wants you to get it from your head to your heart today, that you are royal priesthood. You are walking around with robes of righteousness. We have a beautiful robe. So I want, if you could stand up, we are all going to, I want you to please go through the motions of literally taking off those filthy rags and putting on the robes of righteousness, putting on what God has given us. Realize how much He loves us. He loves us way more than we love our own children. We love our children so much that we would die for them. But He loves us. He did die for us. That's how much He loves us. And He received stripes on His body for every one of these things that I just read today, and way more. And we want to say, today I'm getting rid of the garbage, because I want to get everything out of my life that is holding me back and keeping me hurting my Lord and Savior. Because it hurts Him. Because He has given us His Spirit to go out and to win souls. Because He sees from up here all of the people that are going to be burning in hell for an eternity. This is what He sees. He sees. He's probably a little anxious right now, going, okay, this thing's winding up. I'm getting ready to split the eastern sky. And when that trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ are going to rise. His saints are going to rise. But we don't want to stand before Him on judgment day and have Him say, did you do anything with the Spirit that I gave you? I gave you the Spirit. Like on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 1, I gave you the Spirit so you could go out and witness. And that is what God has placed upon my spirit today, to preach and to teach. Let's get rid of the rags. Let's put on the robes of righteousness and go out and help women with our testimony. We all have a wonderful testimony. All of us have come from different places. If we heard all of the testimonies of the people's lives in here, actually, we probably should start getting together to start hearing these testimonies, because every one of you women are priceless. You have gone through so much in your life, and you have gone through stuff even after you got married. You've gone through broken marriages. You've gone through abuse. We've gone through so much, and we need to share it with the world and quit keeping it a secret. We got to get the secrets out, because the secrets are causing shame. We got to get the shame out, because shame is stopping us from witnessing. So today we're going to pray. I'm going to pray a prayer, and I ask you to hold hands with one another, because every one of you ladies have power. And we might not have the strength to get us out of the situation. We might not have the strength to, or the love for ourselves, because that's one of the things that Satan does, is try to get us not to love ourselves. But your sister loves you. And your sister, we have the strength for one another and the love for one another to be able to be set free today. So let's make a conscious choice. Take that off, put on the robes of righteousness, and say, we're going to bind Satan, and say, you are not going to torment our mind from today forward, so we can be about our Father's business. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, we thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for everything that you have done for us, for keeping our mind through our lives, dear Lord Jesus, and filling us with your precious Spirit. Oh, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus from today forward that we are going to make a conscious choice and choose to take off those filthy rags, that you have died for us to take off those filthy rags, Lord, but we in our mind have been holding on to it. But we're going to make a, Satan, I want you to see today that we are going to take off those filthy rags that you are tormenting us with, and we're going to put on the robes of righteousness. And God is opening up each and every one of our eyes today to see how precious that we are and how much Jesus Christ loves us. Lord, I pray that you'll help us, dear Lord God, to do what the Word of God says and to go out and to be witnesses, dear Lord Jesus, because your coming is so soon. I pray that you will touch each and every one of our hearts. And I take authority over the spirit of shame right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over unhealthy shame. I take authority over every broken heart. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will let every captive, every prisoner, all of us that are in prison and enslaved in our mind, even by a spirit of fear, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will break those shackles off our feet right now so we can dance. Almighty God, I take authority over mourning. We are not going to mourn from today forward, because your coming is so soon, and we're going to get to live with you forever. Almighty God, I pray that you'll loosen anointing right now to miraculously heal broken hearts. Lord Jesus, do spiritual surgery on each and every one of us right now. We are going to draw a line in the sand and make a choice today not to look back, but to look forward and to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you for what you're doing, dear Lord Jesus. I thank you for taking the scales off of our eyes right now, dear Lord, and help us not to look through the eyes that Satan has told us that we are about ourselves, but to listen to the word of God and to know that we are beautiful in your sight. And we're going to go out from today forward and help other women with our testimony. Give us a passion. Baptize us with a passion today to go out and win souls, because we want to stand before you and we want to have you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. We thank you for joy. Almighty God, we praise your name. We will have joy from today forward. We will recognize the enemy in his voice, and we're going to put him under our feet from today forward. We praise your name, and we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you've done, and I ask you these things in the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Almighty God. Almighty God, almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Almighty God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was awesome. We are vessels to be used by God, are we not? We're not here to seek and save. Remember that. That's not your part, is to baptize them or fill them with the Holy Ghost. Our part is just to invite. Just be friendly. Be kind. Just invite and let the Lord do the rest. Okay, it's pretty early. Do we have anything that someone needs to, y'all may be seated. Does anybody need to tell me something that I need to tell these ladies? Besides, if you look in the bulletin, I was wrong. It is not, Ladies Night Out is not the 10th. It's the 17th. I forgot that Sister Rob is over Bible quizzing, and that's our last tournament. That's it's in Palm Bay. We can go and support our Bible quizzing group if you would like to. This is what determines, this is the state finals. I couldn't get it through my brain to my tongue. State finals. So make sure you pray for our Bible quizzers. And if you don't know them, they've got such cool posters out there. You got the Transformers. You got the Soul Sisters. They've named their group, so it was really nice. So make sure you pray for our Bible quizzers. Ladies Night Out is not the 10th. Do not show up at her house. She will not be there. It will be the 17th. I will send out a correction. If you are not receiving my emails, do me a favor. Put on the giving envelope. Doesn't matter if you have anything to give or if you're not giving today. It doesn't matter. Get a giving envelope. Put your email across it and highlight it and say, please, this is my email address so I can put you on my monthly or weekly, almost daily emails I send out for y'all. I know. Delete, delete, delete. But it's always good stuff y'all need to know. Okay, is there any questions? Anything you need to tell me? Okay, these are the things that are going on, okay? Just letting you know. Let's see. Sister Rob does Ladies Night Out. Sister Mackie does the Bible quizzing. Sister Cremona has Signature Health. They pray every Tuesday and Thursday at 1:30. Everybody's welcome to do that. Sister Mary Keith is over Mending the Soul. Please stand. I'm sorry. Let's start over. Sister Rob is over Ladies Night Out. We do that once every other month. Sister Mary Keith is over Mending the Soul. If you've been abused in any sort of way, she has a great course that she takes you through. And also, she's over the health center on 45th and Congress. She needs volunteers. All you do is go in and pray for people. You don't do anything else. You don't baptize them. You don't fill them with the Holy Ghost. All you do is pray for them. It is really a cool thing. As Sister Cremona here is over Signature Health. She does Thursday and Friday. She has prayer from 1:30 to about 2 o'clock. And you can go and pray with her her workers and anybody in the nursing home you want to pray with. Also, Mary Keith and Debbie Dooley is over nursing home consulate health once a month, first Thursday of the month. And they go and sing and they go and preach. So there are a lot of things, ladies, if you're not involved in, that you can be so much involved in. Sister Howe is in outreach. Sister Corinthian is a minister's wife. Who else do we have? This Sister Rush is books. If you ever need a book or you're interested in a book, Sister Rush in the back is over our book club. Sister Keisha Powell is over the book club that you read and you go to her house and y'all discuss the book. She's in the back, Sister Powell. I think that's it. So if you stand right now, let me pray for you. If you do not know someone, oh, and Sister Natasha is over our orphans. She has Grandma's place. So please stand. Ladies, idle hands is a devil's workshop. Your mind also is a devil's workshop if you don't have something going. And Brother Akil preached to our youth this weekend called Rock. And we have one. Sophia got the Holy Ghost at Rock. Whee! Sister Carlene Gray's friend. So excited about that. He preached on purpose. If you don't have a purpose in Christ, you will go backwards because there's no purpose in your life. And Sister Keith preached today, what is your purpose? Taking someone to heaven with you. You know, you got to take someone with you. Man, your goal is to get so many jewels in that crown, you can't hold it on your head. So every time you win a soul or you bring a soul to church, you know, invest in somebody besides yourself. You got it made. You look great. You look beautiful. You got it going. Invest in someone else. You see someone, invest. Ladies, I cannot, Sister Hannah preached to y'all. Invest in a young person. These young people are going through so many trials and tribulations. Some of them they brought on themselves, but we won't go there. But they're just confused. They're hanging with the wrong people, and so now they're confused. You know, I want to do this, but I know I'm not supposed to. But so we need to invest in our young people. The elderly people, if you don't have anybody to call, I'm trying to make a list now. I'll try to get it to you by next Sunday. I'm going to put your name, and I'm going to match you with a young person. You don't have to take them out. You don't have to buy them clothes. You are to pray for them, and I'll give you their phone number. You call them once a week, once a month, and just say, hey, you're on my heart, and I'm praying for you. That will mean the world to them. I'm behind in that. Brother Kyle has been on me, and I apologize. I finally got my last child graduated and his Eagle Scout project done, so I'm all yours. I'm just getting him in college now. So, you know, if you don't know somebody, get to know somebody. These are your sisters in Christ. They're with you. They will fight with you. They will pray with you. They will be your listener. They will be your guide. You know, you always, brother, I'm keep going back. Chris Dooley talked one time that you pace yourself with somebody that's ahead of you, that you can match their pace and then get someone else that's pacing. So if you're just starting out, get someone that's just maybe been in here for a year and start pacing yourself. Then find someone that's been in here for 5 years and then 10 years and then 20 years. So you'll know how to live this wonderful life and win souls and witness and give Bible studies. Lord, let's praise God. Lord, thank you for each and every one of our ladies today. Lord, whatever has been taught, let it get us into our lives, into our heart, into our minds, that we have to witness. We have got to bring souls to this church. We have got to bring them, get them out of hell. Just reach into hell and bring them back out. And those that are here in church, that we got to keep them living for you. Keep them on the right path in Jesus' name. Lord, put anointing on every one of our ladies today. Help them to think about it every day. Lord, let them think about it every day, that it just gets so consumed, Lord. Like, set a fire in our hearts to save a soul, to witness. It doesn't matter. Hey, I'm at McDonald's. Oh, thank you for my shake. Here's a card. I want to invite you to church. And you know what they do with that card? It's not personal. Don't take it personal if they trash it. Don't take it personal. It's not about you. We got to get it out. It's not about us. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about going to heaven and taking someone with us. Lord, thank you for this day and for your many blessings. And we pray for Brother Amos Powell today. He is going to be given the word today, Lord. I ask that you anoint him in such a mighty way. Lord, anoint the congregation, every guest that walks in this place, Lord. Touch their hearts and their minds that this is different and they want it badly. Lord, we thank you for everything that you're doing. You are great, excellent greatness, Lord. And thank you for loving us, your mercy, your forgiveness, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Hang on.
Okay, 1 second. The Lord dropped a phenomenal scripture in my mind. And this is going to help us every single day, okay? When we get up and we have thoughts racing through our mind. In the Bible, when we got baptized in the name of Jesus, we went down, we were buried with him, and then we rose up and took on his mind. Well, we haven't all taken on his mind. So every day when the enemy comes to you and tells you anything that is negative, say, uh-uh, I got baptized in the name of Jesus, and I got his mind.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, I challenge you to find someone you do not know and meet and greet them. Come on in, class. I need help with this, Brother Cameron, if you don't mind. The dolly's up here. Thank you. If I go up to you and I ask you who this person is, you better know who they are. Know them by name. Love you, ladies. Next month, the first Sunday of July, be here at 10 o'clock. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.